The United Nations facility, as well as another school, are believed to have been hit. So far, the Israeli Defence Forces have not commented on the allegations. Our Middle East correspondent, Alistair Bunkle, is in Jerusalem and says it's unclear who's responsible.
I have spoken to the Israeli Defence Forces and asked them for a statement. They say that they are looking into it. There have been many occasions where rockets fired by Hamas or the smaller militant group in the Gaza Strip, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, have failed and fallen short.
Meanwhile, British Transport Police, responding to an anti-war protest at Waterloo, say they've arrested five people. An order is in place across a number of stations, including this one, to make it an offence to gather. SpaceX has lost contact with its Starship Mega Rocket during its second test flight. While the launch appeared to be successful, a pair of explosions have been recorded. The Chancellor has hinted there may be tax cuts in next week's autumn statement. Jeremy Hunt says the economy has turned a corner after a steep fall in inflation. In sports, Wales' hopes of qualifying for Euro 2024 took a blow after they could only draw 1-1 in their penultimate group game in Armenia. They needed an own goal to equalise at the end of the first half, having conceded inside the first 4 minutes. While Page's side now need to rely on Croatia slipping up if they are to finish second.
We got off to the worst possible start, conceding a goal after 4 minutes, which we knew they were going to come out the traps fast. I thought we grew into the first half, and I thought we scored at the perfect time, but the break came at a bad time for us because I thought then we were growing in momentum. But like I said, we threw everything at it towards the end.
And an appeal by a woman in the US who died from cancer has raised millions of dollars to help wipe out medical debts. While Casey McIntyre had good health insurance, she wanted to address some terrifying costs that others face. To celebrate her life, she set up a fundraising page for the non-profit RAP Medical Debt Group. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
Thank you, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks to John Chubb for another superb edition of Phoenix Sport. Coming up next, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Thanks to John Chubb for a superb edition of Phoenix Sport. Yet again, he always delivers, doesn't he? Thank you very much, John. Now you go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you very much. I haven't got any time to waste this week because, do you know what? Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is celebrating their second birthday today. Happy birthday to the Geezers, happy birthday to the Pleasers and happy birthday to the Cheesers. We are having a party. The Soppy Softies at 7 have got the night off. We're going with party hits all the way. And guess what? Here's a surprise for you. We are adding the 1990s to our playlist. So now we are playing the hits from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that don't get played enough on the radio. And of course, they'll still all be either by a geezer, be a real pleaser or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come on, let's get the party started. We're adding the 90s. Let's kick off with a real cheeser from the 1990s. Turn it up, it's Saturday night. Here he is, it's Cheesy Chesney.
Call me by my name. to grow up. We don't want to get a job. We all need a decent rock where it's all kicking off. Baby, it's all cheaper thrills. Since the price went up on pills. From Stockholm Trent to Beverly Hills. We know it's all.
Jesus, pleases and cheeses, celebrating their second birthday this evening. And to celebrate, we have added the 1990s to our playlist. Kicking us off, we had two hits from the 1990s. First of all, we heard Chesney Hawkes and The One and Only. That was, of course, his debut release in 1991. And it was a number one smash hit, spending 5 weeks on the top spot. Although, a lot of people don't remember this, but he's actually not quite a one-hit wonder. He did have a follow-up single called I'm a Man, Not a Boy, which just crept into the top 30, peaking at number 27. So it might surprise you to learn that he actually has a greatest hits album available. I don't know what else is on it. Anyway, you probably already know the single is taken from the film Buddy Song, where Chesney plays Buddy and Roger Daltrey plays his dad. And of course, the song was written by Nick Kershaw. I mean, I don't know if you remember, Chesney Hawkes came on at half-time at the World Cup during the England v Wales game. Do you remember that? Anyway, it was a bit random. Then we heard Robbie Williams, who was, let's face it, the darling of the nation in the 1990s. That was his hit, It's Only Us. That was released right at the end of the 1990s, in November 1999. It was a double A-side with She's the One, and it peaked at number one. Although I think She's the One got most of the attention there, didn't it? And at the time, it was his second solo number one after Millennium. And I think this track also featured on the game FIFA 2000. Okay, we are playing party tracks this evening. If you've got a party track you'd like us to play, because we are celebrating Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers turning two, then drop us an email. The email address you can get in touch with is radio@phoenixfm.com. That's radio@phoenixfm.com. We'd love to play something for you because, you know, it's a party and we are sharing the love. I'm off to Funky Town now.
to Funkin' Town. Won't you take me to Funkin' Town? Won't you take me to
Phoenix FM.
Chocolate. Everyone's a winner. I mean, just how good were Hot Chocolate? That song was written by lead singer Errol Brown. And, you know, surprisingly, it just missed out on the top 10 because it stalled at number 12 when it was released in 1978. That surprised me anyway. I just think it's such a good song. Before that, we heard Lips Inc. and Funky Town. Lips Inc. are our first, but they're definitely not our last one-hit wonders of the evening. That song was released in 1918. It made it all the way to number 2, being kept off number 1 by Don McLean and crying for 2 weeks. It did, though, make it to number 1 in a whole bunch of other countries, though, including Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, France, Israel, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Spain, the old West Germany and the USA. So I reckon they probably didn't lose much sleep about it only reaching number 2 in the UK. Let's have another party hit.
Phoenix 98 FM.
is, of course, the unmistakable voice of George Michael. That was Wham! And If You Were There. George and Andrew, do you know what? It's always fun to play some Wham!, isn't it? That one actually wasn't released as a single, but it was an album track from their second LP, Make It Big. The song was written by Ernie Isley, Marvin Isley and Chris Jasper, and was recorded by the Isley Brothers in 1973. Before that, we heard New York City and I'm Doing Fine Now. I'm Doing Fine Now, actually. New York City are our second one-hit wonders of the evening. That was their only UK release, and it peaked at number 20 back in 1973. It means the song is 50 years old. Of course, you might remember that more recently, I say more recently, I'm still talking about 30-odd years ago, the Pasadena covered it in 1992, and they took it to number 4 in the charts. So, let's move on. We've got some more hits. The Spinners, Working My Way Back to You. That was originally released in 1966 by the Four Seasons, but it only made it to number 50 in the UK chart. The Spinners, or the Detroit Spinners covered it in 1980, and they took it all the way to number one. Boyzone as well, I think, covered it in around 1994, but I think their version was only released over in Ireland. But working my way back to you, it is such a great song, isn't it? Although the lyrics do sound a little bit like he's singing Burping My Way Back to You, but, you know, we won't hold that against them. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. With me, Mandy Cullen, it is Saturday, the 18th of November, and we are celebrating our second birthday. That's right, Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is celebrating the second anniversary of hitting the airways. And so, that in mind, we are playing party hits all night tonight. We have given the Soppy Softies at 7 the night off this week. What we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s, and now the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And better than that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. And, of course, everything we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And because we're celebrating this evening, we have got party hits, as I said, all night. You can get in touch with us if you like. Let us know how you're spending your Saturday evening. Let us know what you're doing, how we're soundtracking your night. You can email us at radio@phoenixfm.com, radio@phoenixfm.com, and we will give you a shout out. Now we're going to play some disco.
For Boogie Nights, every Saturday night, 8pm to 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
Is of course Alicia Bridges and I Love the Nightlife. That, you know, that one just missed out on the top 30 in 1978. It peaked at number 32, which I think is surprising because disco was massive around that time, wasn't it? Anyway, she did release another version of the song in 1994, but you know, even that didn't get anywhere near the top 40. That one peaked at 61. Before that, we heard Patrick Hernandez and Born to Be Alive. Another one hit wonder for us this evening, and I have to confess, I absolutely love that track, Born to Be Alive. It got to number 10 in 1979, but it's just too catchy, isn't it? It made it to number one in, well, listen to this, Australia, Austria, Canada, Denmark, France, Mexico, New Zealand, Norway, Spain, and the old West Germany. Phew! Okay, are you ready for some more? Are you ready for some more?
style. She had the cutest sass he ever seen. He did too, they were meant to be. Loved to kiss on the steps of the side. It looked like rain on birds to fly. I love you, baby, I love you so much. Maybe we can stay in touch. Meet me in another world, space and joy. Who's that rebellion on the girls and boys? He gave her all the love that anyone can. But she was promised to another man. He tried so hard not to go insane. Birds to fly, looks like rain. I love you, baby, I love you so much. Maybe we can stay in touch. Meet me in another world, space and joy. Who's that rebel, mama, girls and boys? Love is so real. I can take the breakup if you say that you can. He had to run away, his pride was too strong. Started raining, baby, the birds were gone. Oh,
love you, baby, I love you so much.
Maybe,
maybe we can stay in touch.
Meet me at another world.
Who's
a rebel?
Who's a rebel?
Mama, girls and boys. Oh.
Vous étiez de l'autre côté de la salle, vous dansiez si fort, je sentais votre parfum. Votre sourire me dit que nous devrions nous parler sur la piste de danse, baby. Fais cet appel pour moi. Oh oui, baby, sexe et beaucoup, ne résistez pas. Vous savez que vous aimerez ça, baby. Oh, wow. Je vous enlacerai avec mes jambes, baby. Pendant des heures, je veux vous étonner, baby. Fleurs dans votre bain, amour dans vos draps. Faire l'amour, où nous rencontrerons.
I love you, baby, I love you so much. Maybe we can stay in touch.
That is, of course, Prince and Girls and Boys. And I know I say this every time I play one of his records, but I do absolutely love Prince. Anyway, that one was from 1986. And it just missed out on the top 10, peaking at legs 11. It's taken from the soundtrack to the film Under Cherry Moon, which, you know, actually, I don't think I've seen. Anyway, as you might expect, Girls and Boys is written and produced by Prince. What a legend he was. Before that, we heard the Andrea True Connection and More, More, More. That one reached number 5 in 1976. And the Andrea True Connection weren't quite one-hit wonders, as they did have a follow-up single called What's Your Name, What's Your Number? And that got to number 34 in the charts 2 years later in 1978. Now, in 1993, those, let's say awful. In 1993, those awful producers, Sick, Aching and Waterdown, produced a version of it for Bananarama, and that got to number 24 in the charts. And to be honest, I just don't know who would buy that version. Quite frankly, they just ruined every song they got near. Okay, enough of me spouting my displeasure at Sick, Aching and Waterdown. Let's hear from the Queen of Pop herself, probably my favourite song of hers.
Thank you. seen on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Kaplan, Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike the pose, there's nothing to it.
You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with Mandy Cullen on Phoenix FM.
Bye.
That's Yaz and the Plastic Population and The Only Way Is Up. That was released in 1988, made it all the way to number one, and it spent 5 weeks at number one, at which point I suppose The Only Way was actually down. Sorry about that, Yaz. And I'm playing that because my mum has been in touch to say, can you play Yaz and the Plastic Population? There you go, Mum. Hello, Mum. She is listening in Coventry via Alexa. And you let us know where you're listening. You can get in touch. Give us an email, radio@phoenixfm.com. Okay, before that as well, we heard Madonna and Vogue. And that's probably my favourite Madonna track. I think it's the perfect I think it's a perfect pop song, actually. It became her seventh number one hit when it was released in 1990. And it was written and produced by Madonna and Shep Pettibone. I don't know about you, but when I hear the name Shep, the first person I think of is John Noakes. I know that on a few earlier records that I played, I listed out the countries where they'd reached number one, but I am not going to do that for Vogue. You're going to have to believe me and trust me when I say it was number one in a lot of countries. Let's move on. This is Giorgio Moroder and Chase.